This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Yes, this is the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. If you just joined us, welcome to it. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ, with the winter stock himself, right? Yes, and as I did say that, it's a Friday and it's time for the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Joining us on the line today is our motoring journalist himself, Prashirwin Naidu, to chat all things motoring. And Volkswagen has sent him the all-electric ID4 Pro for a second spin, man. So we'll dive into his thoughts and see if anything new has struck a chord. Plus, Prashirwin will reveal his top three favorite cars of 2024 from the 60 he drove last year. Can you imagine 60 cars? And to wrap it all up, we'll share motoring a tip and a hot gem of the week to set the weekend tone. He is on the line right now, that is. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. Welcome back.
Hi there, King Bash. Good to hear from you. How are you?
No, I'm great. I'm blessed, man. I'm checking up on you. How are you feeling? Are you fully recovered?
I'm much better. 2025 has nothing on me. I'm back and ready.
I was so worried to think that to kickstart the year with a flu pressure, but no ways. I mean, come on now.
Hey, December, eh? King Bash, that's all I could say.
I know, it's a problem. But nonetheless, so Prashirwin, how did it feel, man, to be behind or to get behind the wheel of the sleek EV for, you know, a second time, that is?
You know, it's the second time as a charm, and I must admit it was quite familiar again. I always adored this EV because of just how spacious it was, accomplished, sophisticated. It had a lot of range for me as well. 500 kilometers for an EV. Took a quick amount of time for me to charge, about 40 minutes to get that ready for at the Mall of Africa. So it's a very, 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 you know, accomplished EV, and I like that. And overall, my experience with it, I thought it was nice amount of power, very quick, about 150 kilowatts and 310 newton meters of torque. So to the listeners out there, basically, for electric cars, it's instant power. As soon as you put your foot down, it's right then and there. So you won't feel it slow at all. Good amount of power and just very accomplished, smooth, and I quite liked it, King Bash. I think my second time around, you know, it made me think twice about owning an EV.
Oh, wow. You're a better man than me because I don't think I'll go that direction, but never say never, right?
Never say never.
Now, in terms of the looks, because I'm all about the looks, Prashirwin, is it as charming as it seems? And does, you know, the cabin deliver on the elegance?
It's quite a good-looking SUV, I must admit. In the metal, it has the right amount of potential, perhaps because there's only maybe 16 in the country. But, I mean, it's quite cool to be prancing around in something that nobody has. Ours came in red. It looks good, very purposely built. It has this sporty coupe-esque design at the back. It's like a wagon, you know? That's how I could describe it. And it has thick, rubbery, hand-cooked tires, wrapped in 19-inch rims, body cladding, came in red. And it's, to give you, the listeners, a bit of a perspective, it's slightly bigger than the Volkswagen Tiguan All-Space, so very big, lots of room. And the inside, it's very modern, very simple, a bit bland. Some elements are a bit bland for me, I'll be honest with you. But I think we got the later model to the country. I mean, it's still fresh for us. But very modern, very spacious, good ergonomics and boot space. You can pack at least 3 or 4 big suitcases in there, about 573 liters. So, it's not bad. But I'm really curious to see how it will fare in the long term when we actually get it properly.
Okay, now maybe you're almost changing my mind, but now let's see how the pricing is, Prashirwin, on that. What can you tell us about the pricing and who are its main competitors?
So pricing will remain under wraps. I think for now in Europe, it's priced at about 40,000 euros, which translates to 800,000 rand. But of course, you know, most likely this is in the premium category. So when it launches, it will be at much more higher. Rivals wise, it goes head to head with the BMW iX1 and Audi e-tron. But I know electric cars, I mean, how do you tell the difference between all this? And I think it just depends on the performance and the build quality of it, eh? Because they're all powered by batteries, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Oh my gosh. So, you know what? You've been selling me all these cars for above 1 million. So it's kind of hard right now because Every single week, I'm very hopeful to get a car that's at least 600,000. So every car that you're selling to me now is over a million. I need to work harder, Prashuran.
I need to invest. Right. Don't worry, this year we'll be hustling more.
we have to. I mean, it is what it is. But nonetheless, since this is, you know, just a trial run, as you mentioned, what are Volkswagen's, you know, plans? Are there any new EVs or ICE models on the horizon?
So definitely, they do plan to launch this next year, 2026. But for now, you know, as seen with the recent poll of Vivo, they're still committed to traditional models and cars. So we can expect a mix of both electric cars and ICE vehicles in the future. I'm quite excited. Next month, you're getting the Tiguan, the new Tiguan and Touareg. So they've priced those accordingly. They haven't really increased the price because, I mean, obviously the cars are ridiculously priced now. So we're quite excited for that. And we'll see what VW plans. I think they do have some interesting things cooking up. There's even the VW Buzz. They call it, it's like an electric bus. Oh. They decided they also, so that was quite interesting, and I'm quite excited for what they have coming here.
All right. So, Prashuran, for interest's sake, I know I'm going to get these questions. What is an ICE model actually?
Yeah, internal combustion engine, King Bash. Or that's, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, just to put it out there, you know, because I'm going to get a lot of questions, and you might find I'm getting it wrong. When you are right here. So thank you so much for that clarity. So let's take a trip down memory lane, because I did mention that you've been selling me cars. You drove 60 cars, Prashuran. I'm jealous, of course. But if you had to pick just three that stood out the most, which ones would, you know, make the cut and why?
Okay, so the top three, that's okay. Coming back would be the Toyota GR Supra. I love that car. That was sexy. I thought that was my 007 moment. You know, fast B58 motor. It had that aggression. It had that torque, that grunt. The second choice I would pick is probably something more subdued, more family-orientated, more regal and charming, the Volvo XC60 P8. That was also ludicrously fast, but it had that comfortable presence and kept one safe as well. I like that. And thirdly, you know, it's a tough one. 18-3 cars is a tough one. I would say probably the Audi RS3. I remember putting the pedal to the metal at the track, doing hot laps and just really, really, really ringing the thing out. And that was just pure bliss. And I think the Audi RS3 was fun, pocket rocket of note. And, you know, I want to add maybe two more. Maybe the Range Rover Velar and probably the Volkswagen ID.4 Pro right now. I quite would say those were maybe the highlights for 2024. Hopefully this year we have some interesting cars we're going to sample, the Jaguar F-Type and a few new cars that are coming, hopefully. Let's cross our fingers. So I'm quite excited. 2025 will yield more cooler and interesting cars.
Most definitely, Prashuran. And before I let you go, I think we need to also, you know, fast or pray for the Porsche this year. I know they will not just give it to us, but that's something that we need to look forward to, right?
I know. I need to pray and I need to meet them and I need to pitch and propose. Let's see if they listen.
All right. So to wrap things up, man, give us a quick motoring tip for our listeners and, of course, drop a hot gem of the week.
Of course. Okay, Kimesh, thank you. So when shopping for a car, avoid impulsive buying. It's important to research thoroughly, consider running costs, and test drive multiple options before committing. You know, a car is a big investment, so take your time to ensure it fits your needs and lifestyle. And let's end off with, this has been my hot jam for 2025, No Sleep by Janet Jackson and featuring J. Cole.
Oh, thank you so much, Prashuran, for your time. Catch you again and next week. Have a great weekend further, yeah?
Have a fantastic one, King Vash, and listeners, cheers.
That was Prashuran and Naidu, man. You can catch him next week, same time, same place.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.